Let us pray. Well, here we are again, Lord. Is it just a rhythm that we come in? Is it just discipline? Or is it where we're called here in our own unique ways? So, Father, help us to hear from you. Because in our heart of hearts, we desire to be in contact with you. We desire to be in relationship with you. We desire to be intimate with you. So, Father, help us to do everything we can to open ourselves to your grace. And then, Father, come into us. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Please be seated. You know, it's interesting for me because, you know, the job, I guess, that I have had for years is to try and bring the good news to you guys. And the good news to me. You know, it's sometimes, you know, that's not always easy to do. Good news really gets drowned out. A lot of the times. We miss it because, our lives get busy. There's so many other voices that we hear that somehow, I think, good news sometimes just seems to be like at a premium. You can hardly find it. And yet, there's always good news. There's always good news. In the midst of everything, there's always good news. You know, I've got to believe that Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, probably felt like day in, day out, that there was no good news. It was just get through the day. Think about it. Here's guys blind in the first century. The percentages of people blind in the first century was pretty high. He wasn't alone in that. But it meant that you had to either rely on your family for your sustenance and or begging. And he just sat by the side of the road most of the day trying to wait for somebody to throw something at him. It says very clearly that Jesus and the disciples come into Jericho. And we don't know what they did in Jericho. We don't know what's gone on. We don't know how long they were there. But it's as he's leaving Jericho, Jesus and the disciples, and what it says is a large crowd. And he didn't come in with a large crowd, but he's leaving with a large crowd. That as they're going by, all of a sudden they're walking by Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And he begins to cry out, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." He doesn't say Jesus. He says, "Son of David." He's making a direct, distinct statement there by saying, "You're the Messiah. Have mercy on me." What do the disciples in the crowd say? If you just listen to the reading, they tell him, basically, shut up. You know, shut up. You know, don't bother him. Just keep moving. But that makes him even cry. Wow. The cry inside of him gets even more intense. And says, "Son of David, have mercy on me." It's funny because the part in this gospel that really struck me was the part that's next. It says that Jesus basically, he's just moving on. He had his agenda. He had to get to the next place. He's probably on his way to Jerusalem at this point. And, you know, here he is. Bartimaeus cries out. They tell him to shut up. Jesus keeps moving. But all of a sudden, when he cries a little bit louder, it says, Jesus stands still. You ever wonder what that meant? That's what I've been doing the last week, wondering, what does that mean? He stopped. The actual Greek means that he stopped. Now here's Son of David, Son of God, the Messiah, you know, Emmanuel, God himself, God present with us, and he stopped. I wonder what he heard. Did you ever think about it? Was it that he finally, Bartimaeus' voice was louder than the crowd, and he said, "You better take care of this guy." Or was it, was it something else? Was it somebody hit him on the side, "Hey, Jesus, this guy's a pretty nice guy, let's take care of him"? Or was it that he stood still, he stopped because His Father in heaven, who he was always in intimate relationship with, said, I want you to take care on this one. Stop. How often do you stop in your regular life? I mean, when you're, I mean, you know, are you good at stopping in the middle of something that you're set to do? I mean, when you have a project, you know, do you stop in the middle of it if you get an inkling? Or do you say, well, I'll kick that off down the road? I mean, how many times have all of us had where all of a sudden we're doing what we're doing and all of a sudden a name will flash through your head and it, you know, for some reason you hadn't thought about that person for years and, you know, it comes through and you say, as soon as I'm done this, I'll call them. And then you may or you may not, you may kick it down a couple of days. Some of you have had probably that situation happen where you said, oh, you know, I was thinking about them and, you know, you never got around to calling and all of a sudden they call you. I mean, that happens to me quite often. But it's a stopping that makes everything kind of jive together, because I don't know about you, I get my own agenda. I get my own list. I get my own, you know, in a sense, I'm focused. Don't get in my way. If you don't believe me, watch me ride my bike. Get out of my way. I don't care if it's traffic. You know, as I thought about that, I remembered actually a poem that was written by a young boy. He died actually in 04. He was only 13 years old. And his name was Matthew Stepanek. I can't remember exactly what he died of. He had some rare disease. But Matthew Stepanek wrote poems. In fact, he wanted to be, at 13 years old, he saw himself as a poet, a peacemaker, a philosopher at play. 13 years old. And one of the poems that he wrote was one that I'm going to read to you. It's called For Our World. It begins really interesting that I think segues into this gospel. We need to stop. Just stop. Stop for a moment before anybody says or does anything that may hurt anyone else. We need to be silent. Just silent. Silent for a moment. Before we forever lose the blessing of songs that grow in our hearts. We need to notice. Just notice. Notice for a moment before the future slips away into ashes and dust of humility. Stop. Be silent. Notice. In so many ways, we are the same. Our differences are unique treasures. We are a mosaic of gifts to nurture, to offer, to accept. We need to be. Just be. Be for a moment, kind and gentle, innocent and trusting, like children and lambs, never judging or vengeful, like the judging and vengeful. And now let us pray. Differently yet together, before there is no earth, no life, no chance for peace. We need to stop. We need to listen. We need to notice. We need to be. You know, so often I think when we think of Jesus, we think of him as God with us. And we think, well, we're supposed to follow him, but it's so difficult to be like him. And yet, that's the secret of Jesus as the Son of God. It was that he was God with us, but it was also where he's one of us. Do you ever really think about how powerful that is? He's like him, he's like us. And so therefore, when he became like us in Jesus, God did. Our job is to become like him in Jesus. What's your day going to be like? You got a list? I do. You got an agenda? I always do. Get focused.
Yeah.
But I pray that somehow in the midst of all of it, I stop. I listen. I notice. And somehow in the midst of that, I be. I just be. Because it's in the being that all of a sudden, all the wheels stop running. All the judgment goes out the window. It's where you can accept yourself as God accepts you. You know you're not perfect, but somehow the grace of God overwhelms all that. And in the midst of all that, that's when all of a sudden life actually becomes rich and real. Even if it's painful, it's rich and real. And you know that we aren't alone. You aren't. God's always with you. And He'll never leave you. We need to stop. We need to listen. We need to notice. We need to be. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.